Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, February 5th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden's first 2 weeks in the White House, now in the history books, and he's off to a controversial start, in my humble opinion. The president spent much of his time signing an avalanche of executive actions and orders that alienated at least half the country, people who voted for Donald Trump. Mr. Biden appointed John Kerry as his climate czar, and Mr. Kerry immediately told oil workers to go build solar panels because you're fired, as President Biden canceled the XL pipeline. That's not very unifying. Then there's the open border policy combined with amnesty for millions of undocumented immigrants. Mr. Biden even tried to block all deportations, including criminals. But that was challenged by the state of Texas, and the order was suspended by a federal judge, at least for now. The Biden administration also unveiled a $2 trillion package to fight COVID. The plan includes progressive priorities that have nothing to do with the virus, like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But the most controversial move of all is the equity play, further dividing Americans by skin color. Mr. Biden ordered the government to conduct assessments of all federal agencies to, quote, advance equity for all, including people of color and others who have been historically underserved, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequality, unquote. Does anyone in the White House really think that equity, the favoring of certain groups, will unite the country? Come on. That sounds like a Colbert monologue. In other news this week, the Black Lives Matter movement was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as a major factor in, quote, promoting racial equity and social justice in the USA. Black Lives Matter, of course, wants to abolish the traditional family structure and the entire capitalist system. I guess in Norway, that's justice. And finally, it is time for impeachment, the sequel. Donald Trump's second trial starts Tuesday morning. Right now, the chance of conviction in the Senate is about zero. So why are we doing this? Now this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this every Friday. It's a lot of fun. You can get in on it. Just email me with your question, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Candace in New Braunfels, Texas. Bill, I understand 51% of Democrats, according to the Hoover Institute, favor socialism. But I don't understand why Democratic politicians are pushing us towards that. Is it about their own personal wealth and power? No, Candace, it's about being trendy, seeking favor with the far left. If socialism were ever imposed on America, which it will not be, that's not going to happen here, but if it did happen, every powerful and wealthy person would lose an enormous amount of money, including the pinhead politicians. It would be the government runs the entire private marketplace. So you, Candace, and me are told what we can have, what we can earn, what we can keep. Do you really want that? Does anybody really want socialism? Well, if you do, travel as I have done to Cuba. Take a look at how people live there. Dale Puckett, Stanwood, Michigan. I agree, the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline is increasing the price of gasoline. However, President Biden's order shutting down drilling on public land and slow walking permits on private land is a much greater cause for rising energy prices. And you know what, Dale? This is a tax. It's a tax. In my Long Island neighborhood, the price for a gallon of gas has risen 35% in 2 weeks since Joe Biden took office. Okay? And it's a tax because all working Americans need to drive their vehicles, need to heat their homes, and air condition their homes. So now you are paying more, not to the government, but you really are because the government taxes all fossil fuels. But we're paying more to the oil companies because they're stockpiling money because they know Mr. Biden is going to attack them. Richard, Gainesville, Georgia. Is anyone tracking President Obama's whereabouts since the inauguration? I suspect he's playing a key role in Joe Biden's decision-making. Richard, how could anyone on earth track President Obama's whereabouts? What are you going to do? He's got Secret Service protection. He lives behind huge gated walls. Like, track his whereabouts? Christine, Toms River, New Jersey. Do you think Joe Manchin will eventually switch parties, Bill, and become a Republican? Possible, Christine. That's how much heat Schumer gives him in the Senate, because Manchin is a moderate Democrat. He's not going to vote for the progressive stuff. So it is possible that he will switch parties. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by putting it together. Disagree? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This coming Sunday, the Super Bowl will feature the reigning champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, many sports experts believe it will be a game of quarterbacks. KC's Patrick Mahomes, the young phenom, against legendary 43-year-old Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. But that is not where the Super Bowl will be won or lost. No. If Tampa is to win, its offensive line will have to protect Tom Brady because he cannot run. It's not that he's too old or unathletic. His style is to stay in what they call the pocket, protected by his line, and throw the football from there. He cannot run outside of the pocket. But Patrick Mahomes can move, and that gives Kansas City a big advantage. However, if the Buccaneer offensive line can protect Brady, that means that the Chiefs don't smack him in the head every 2 minutes, Brady will do damage because he is a brilliant passer. However, if the Chiefs get to him, it's not going to be much of a game. On the other end, the pressure is not on the Kansas City offensive line because Mahomes will run outside the pocket, throw on the run, and actually run for yardage himself. That gives the Chiefs, as I said, a big advantage. It should be a good game, but I think Kansas City will win by 10 points. I don't know what the odds are on the weekend, doing well at the halftime show. I do know my son likes the weekend and forces me to listen to the weekend in the car. It's not too bad. The weekend doesn't have an offensive line. He just runs around on stage and makes a colossal amount of money. Once again, O'Reilly is picking the Kansas City Chiefs by 10 points, but if Brady does win the game and the Tampa Bay gets the trophy, I won't be disappointed. Now this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.